Tom and Laura in the house with us this morning. We have James Neesmith here from the Science Spectrum, but man, you just don't look like yourself. You're a little unsettled this morning. What's going on?
I think I'm one layer of skin down from being sandblasted all weekend. I've gotten stripped, buffed, polished. My eyes are definitely
tell
red.
Me you had the, it was tell so me you bad, had, Tell me you it? Had the good judgment to stay indoors.
That would be no.
Okay.
So what were you doing?
I definitely spent the entire weekend out in it and had basically no choice in the matter. Pretty much starting with baseball games, and of course we're going to play. And then we had a Cub Scout camp out all weekend out at Buffalo.
A camp out?
Camp out in the wind. So the bonehead that planted me, meaning me, that planned that for this time, you know. But we made it. It was fun. The kids had a blast.
So were you laying there in the tent watching the top of the tent getting close to your face as the wind blew?
At one point, the tent did go down, and we had to put it back up. Oh, and then another time, Saturday night to Sunday morning, I'm laying there. My two boys are have no idea, and I'm laying there, and the tent is constantly flapping in my face, meaning the top of the tent is in my face every 5 seconds as a gust comes
down. What time did the tent go down?
The tent went down in the middle of the afternoon, and that was. I thought, well, you know, that'll be all right, and that'll be the end of the camping trip, and that'll be a reason to have to pack it in and go home. But no, my industrious scouts fixed it for me. Thank you so much, industrious scouts, for fixing my tent for me.
You know what? You shouldn't have let them earn that one badge.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's fantastic.
No,
you guys toughed it out. You were out there in the great outdoors and having a good experience and an adventure.
You know what they say, James? If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
That's right.
I'm really strong these days then, I guess.
Yeah. Hey,
aren't we all?
The reason why James is here is we're kind of cooperating with the Science Spectrum.
Mm-hmm. On a very important event.
OmniMax Theater. This is a very cool documentary film. D-Day. It's about the Normandy invasion.
Yeah, a lot of folks may not be starting to think about it, but for those obviously that are, this is the 70th anniversary coming up this year on June the 6th of D-Day, which, you know, obviously D-Day is one of those events that has shaped human history in the last 100 years more than hardly any other event. And it's one of those things that really need to take time to stop and pause and think about how our world is different because of this singular day. That's the day it started, but how this event changed the course of human history.
You know, it is very interesting. Every Saturday, about 4:30, we take my mom over to Buns Over, Texas. And over the years, the last 13, 14 years, we used to push tables together, and there were about, 30 people that would gather, 25, 30. Now we're down to, my mom and three other people. But every once in a while, we'll be talking about something, and one of the guys that had been involved with the Normandy invasion is still hanging on. But man, you want to talk about interesting person, just obviously a complete and total class act, somebody that actually helped shape the world as we know it today. It's an awesome experience when you sit there and you talk to somebody like that,
Yeah. It's one of those things that, growing up in the generation I did, it was something that my grandparents were involved in. And when you really take the time to actually listen to the stories and think about what they went through and the sacrifices they made. And we say those things flippantly, I think sometimes, but really realizing that the lifestyle that they led was so much different than we lead now, and the dedication and the unselfishness compared to so many. It's just amazing. And there used to be a gentleman, he's now passed away in the last few weeks, that would come to the Science Spectrum all the time. And he was a Pearl Harbor vet. And just to sit and listen to him and the stories he had to tell and the dedication, it's just unreal to think about. And of course, not that there's not, obviously there's lots of folks that serve today and are proudly involved with all kinds of things. But I think it's definitely a little bit more of a disconnect with our generation and the battles of the world that go on than there was at this day and time.
We can learn so much from that generation.
Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that is kind of disturbing, to me personally, that just kind of makes me uneasy is people don't look at it as something of importance because it's not fun. it doesn't have entertainment value. When the thing is I think these days a lot of people focus on fighting about things that don't really matter. Fight for the battles that really matter. Well, you know?
Getting back to the movie at the OmniMax, I'm on the website about the movie. It says that it blends multiple cinema techniques, including animation, CGI, and stunning live-action images. D-Day 3D, Normandy 1944.
Well, we won't be showing the 3D
version. You're not doing the 3D version? Okay.
But we will be showing this. It's a brand new film. It's just come out. And it's obviously a historical documentary, runs our standard length, about 45 to 50 minutes. So it is not one of those Saving Private Ryan graphic films. This is a historical documentary.
Right. And it's the first time it's been shown on the nation's largest screens, which are OmniMax screens.
Yeah, all these different giant screen theaters around the country. And it's primarily because it's a documentary being shown in, not in commercial Hollywood theaters, but in institutional theaters, museums, and aquariums, and places that have these types of IMAX or giant screen theaters. But it's narrated by Tom Brokaw, and obviously he's the author that has written several books about The Greatest Generation, and he's been involved in this project. And it does. It's a lot of archival photographs and footage, and it recreates. They have actors obviously recreating some of the people and the stories, both from a soldier's perspective and even from the citizens. Think about the people that lived in this area as the Germans were occupying it, and then this massive battle that came in, and how that changed the lives of the people in France and Belgium and all these areas where they were so impacted. But a lot of computer animation, too. And the computer animation, one of the things it does, it shows you and puts in your mind the scope and the size of this operation and the perspective, and realizing, you know, the hundreds of thousands of people that were involved in this.
It explores history, military strategy, science, technology, human values. This movie is going to appeal to everyone. And I would just throw the challenge out. I know they're in class now and they can't hear me, but I would challenge history teachers everywhere to offer some extra credit for kids who come by and see this movie, because it's a historical documentary.
Yeah, well, absolutely. We sure hope that not only just folks, you know, adults will be interested, but we hope that students will take the time and realize something about this they may not have known.
It's important for the younger generation to know about this.
Yeah, especially to realize what your grandparents and great-grandparents, for many of them that are in high school today, that would be their great-grandparents' generation, and realize the life that they went through.
Absolutely.
Okay, what else? Are you going to have anything going on at the Science Spectrum relative to the D-Day recognition?
Well, the big thing that we're going to do along with this is we are going to partner with the Silent Wings Museum. So we're not necessarily going to have a major event at the Science Spectrum, but Silent Wings always has a special recognition for D-Day, because obviously the gliders and the troops that participated with that, they were one of the main forces that went in ahead of the landing and occupation. And so they're going to have a big recognition event, 2-day event on the 6th and 7th. We're kind of partnering with them for some promotion of that. And they're going to bring in some of the Honor Flight guys, and they're going to have some special events, and we may try to get them to come over and do a screening of this film as well. And you are right. I mean, there's very few folks. You'd have to be late 80s and in your 90s to be still around of the ones that participated. So we want to make sure that they get an opportunity to see this film.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Also, would like to mention that we have baskets full of tickets, practically, that we're going to be giving away, I think, on KFYO. So make sure that you're listening. Actually, we're going to start giving those away mañana in the morning, so people can start making their plans to attend. The movie opens up on May 2nd, which is this Friday. Now, D-Day is actually June the 6th.
Yeah, that's a good point to make. The film does start this Friday, May the 2nd, and we'll be here. It'll actually, for us, a film normally is here for 3 or 4 months. This one's going to be a little bit shorter. It's only going to be here till mid-July, and D-Day itself is June the 6th. So it'll be around for Memorial Day and the actual anniversary date of June the 6th, but it'll be over by mid-July, so you need to come see it soon if you want to.
Okay, good. Hey, James, thanks for coming in and sharing with us this morning. Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I hate to tell you this, but the dirt's going to blow again today.
Well, I'm going to stay inside today.
There you go. In fact, taking your kids over to the Science Spectrum would be a good idea today.
Get your goggles on.
Yeah.